Oh my goodness. As promised, the legendary music group Ladysmith Black Mambazo is celebrating Africa Month, and they've got performances until this coming Sunday at the Joburg Theatre. They're part, of course, of Ladysmith Black Mambazo's national tour. They're touring around the country to celebrate their music and to thank South Africans for their support over the past 6 decades. It all started with a dream. The late Ubabu Joseph Shabalala formed Ladysmith Black Mambazo back in 1960. The group, of course, performing Isitatamiya locally in Ladysmith. But it was reformed in 1964 and adopted the acclaimed sound after Ubabu Shabalala had a recurring dream of this choir that would sing across the world in perfect harmony. And of course, we know there have been all sorts of international names and big stars who have fallen over themselves to collaborate and sing with this phenomenal export of South African music. They certainly deserve their place amongst the legends, and they are here with us in studio. I've got Ubabu Albert Mazibuko, Sibongiseni Shabalala and Thulani Shabalala here to speak to us this morning. Gentlemen, welcome to 702 Breakfast.
Oh, Siyabonga. Thank you.
I suppose the question that you get asked all the time, and Thulani, I'll ask you to answer this, with Ubabu Shabalala no longer being around, what does Ladysmith Black Mambazo mean today?
Babu Shabalala taught us many things, a lot of things. It means that we must continue with his dream. To us as Ladysmith Black Mambazo, it means that we must carry on with his the legacy. Babu Shabalala told us that we need to raise this music, to put this music in the stage world. It also means that we must also make it sure that we pass on the torch to the younger generation. So that is why today we have established.
Okay.
Yes, that is why today we have established the mobile academy. Where we go to the kids, to the young artists, and teach them about their culture and their roots.
Albert Mazibuko, in the time of Amapiano, in the time of all these other influences, is there still a place for Isitatamiya?
It's a lot of place of Isitatamiya, especially when the new music comes in. So it makes us that we should stand our ground firm, because otherwise it will disappear. So that's why we say, let's come back home and celebrate with people and go around and, you know, spread the gospel of Isitatamiya, peace, love, and harmony.
Does it sadden you that this music is embraced all around the world and sometimes perhaps not given as much honor as I think it should be back here at home?
I might not agree with that. It's not given the honor. I think it's because sometimes the focus, it goes with the new music all the time. But the Isitatamiya music, it's big, it's alive. You can go to the halls every Saturday. Almost all the cities around South Africa, they are there in numbers.
So we've invited you to come and join us this studio because obviously we want our listeners to know you'll be at the Johannesburg Theatre this weekend. But we also thought we would take this opportunity to ask you to put something for us, a little taste this morning of what the fans can expect, those who come and get their tickets. I'm going to ask you to all to come a little bit closer towards the mics so we can obviously pick up the sound, and maybe we can just move those chairs out of the way so that you're able to sing directly into the mic as close as you can to them. We've got Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They're carrying on the legacy of the amazing Joseph Shabalala, who founded the group way back in the 60s. They come, of course, cause, with a strong pedigree, having won 5 Grammy Awards, I think it is, and respected the world over. And they're saying this music is alive and well today. And here is a taste of Ladysmith Black Mambazo today. What song are we singing this morning?
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby. Take it away.
Hey, beautiful girl. Hey, baby, hey, sing.
Hey, baby, hey. Hey, 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 beautiful girl.
Hey, baby, hey, sing.
Hey, baby, hey. Hey, 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 beautiful girl. Come along, to kiss me. Before I'm going, come along, to kiss me. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me, nice, nice. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me, nice, nice. Before I'm going, come along, come along, come along. You,
don't you meditate, sing.
Don't you meditate, I sent a messenger to tell you that I want to meet you at the station. Come along to kiss me. Before I'm going, come along to kiss me. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me, nice, nice. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me, nice, nice. Before I'm going, come along, come along, come along.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my
baby.
Hello,
my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello,
my baby. Hello, my baby. Hello, hello,
hello, my
hello, hello,
hello, my sweet.
Hello, hello, hello,
my
hello,
hello, my
hello,
hello, my chocolate.
Hello, hello,
hello,
hello, my
baby.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my baby. Hello, my
baby. Baby, baby.
Hello, my love
you.
Hello, my baby.
Baby, baby.
Hello, my love you. Hello, my
baby. Baby, baby.
Hello, my love
you.
Hello, my baby.
Baby, baby.
Hello, my love you.
Goosebumps all over my body. My goodness, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Ah, these guys can sing.
Somebody goes, somebody cries. Why? Somebody goes, somebody cries. Why? Ah, Bangani.
The sounds there, of course, of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They are performing at the Joburg Theatre. They'll be there until Sunday. You can buy the tickets. They really cost next to nothing at around 130 Rand for the lowest priced ones, up to 350 Rand. You can go to www.joburgtheatre.com to be able to buy tickets. 0861 670 670 is the number you can call to get tickets. And of course, this is part of the start of a tour going around the country, thanking the fans for still supporting this music all these years later. And maybe that's exactly where we'll end off. Can you give us something familiar, something we know, to say goodbye to our listeners this Friday?